Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
So I can be a Chinese woman.
Sure.
But I can't be a 6'5" Chinese woman.
Yes.
Daddy is a her?
Suppose you agree that he can't actually have babies, but that he can have the right to have babies.
God created male and female in his own image. He is not a god of confusion. All of what we're seeing in our society today is simply hatred for God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome to Wretched Radio. What? My name is Dr. Greg Gifford, and I am your guest host. I am one of the Fortis Fellows and also the host of Transformed. And you're probably wondering why I'm here and why Todd is not here. Well, the simple answer is that Todd is a slacker. And I know he doesn't want that to get out, but that's the real reason. No, in all seriousness, I've been invited to come and guest host, which I'm very appreciative for. Some of you listen to Wretched quite faithfully, but you don't dial in to Transformed. Wow, it hurts. So here am I. We're going to talk through chatbot therapy today, and we'll spend the entire episode doing so. I'll remind you of things that I've said on Transformed and also show you a couple of new things. But if you haven't checked out Transformed, I'd encourage you to dial in or dial in to Adam Tyson or Integrate It with John Kratz, The Better Way with Libby Glossin. Us fellows are just thoroughly enjoying what we get to do and super appreciative of Todd, Jimmy, and Jason for making it all happen for us. So they're the guys that are really organizing us and keeping us focused. But did you know that you can get an AI therapist and you can do that for free? Did you know that? Maybe some of you knew that already. Did you know that you can actually have friendships with chatbots? And as odd as this may sound, even dating relationships with chatbots. You can ask for life advice at a chatbot like character.ai or free AI therapy. And that programmed software, we'll discuss more of what a chatbot actually is, but that programmed software, they're going to help you make a decision in the real world based off of its own algorithm. This is fascinating because we're standing at the precipice of ChatGPT, which for many of us has been really concerning. Some are concerned for their own livelihood. You know, we wonder, like, I'm a computer engineer, software engineer. Like, what does this mean of my future? Even reading recently that Microsoft is laying off a significant level of employees to heavily invest in AI. Sure, I mean, there's the practical economical concerns. There should be the concerns of fake news or deep fakes that are AI generated. And that's not just in pictures, but in content. Where now before we have to be, you've always had to be discerning. And that is Hebrews 5:12. It's a muscle that you develop. You train yourself to be discerning. But now it's almost like a healthy distrust of media content and social media content. And you're having to vet more and more with the scripture because things look very possible. You know, is that AI or is that actually a picture of someone? Am I watching a python eat a lion or a lion eat a python? You ever seen that weird AI thing? It's like, it sucks me in. Where am I? Jimmy, take the wheel. Oh man, I don't get Jimmy in my episodes like Todd gets in his. Boo, Jimmy, come to me. But I do have the AI machine in front of me, so hopefully I can do Jimmy's part here. Now, when we're worried about the potentials of AI, or not worried, but concerned, it's actually invading this space of advisor. You know, this is part of the vision of Meta AI. Zuckerberg, he published an article May of 2025. Really was published about him in the Wall Street Journal. But his grand vision is that most of your friends will be AI. In it, he argues that most people have about three people that they would call friends, but they need about 15. So his solution is that you would find an AI therapist, you would find AI coaches, and AI friends. Now, that may seem odd to you, but have you ever paused to just talk to a chatbot and wonder, what is that conversation like? Does that chatbot speak objectively to you, or is it filtering information based off of a worldview and programmed algorithms? That's what I wondered. And that's what really set me on a hunt. One that I, you know, honestly, I could get lost in studying something that fascinates me, and ChatGPT and the use of it does fascinate me. So I actually sat down to ask ChatGPT a couple of questions. You ready for them? First one, it's a doozy. Why is LGBTQ plus wrong? I asked it just like that. Why is it wrong? And here's what the ever so objective ChatGPT told me. LGBTQ plus relationships and identities are not wrong. They are a natural part of human diversity. Many people and cultures celebrate LGBTQ plus individuals and advocate for their rights. It's important to promote understanding and acceptance rather than discrimination. If you have specific questions or concerns, I'd be happy to discuss them. That's not a person, by the way. That is the chatbot of ChatGPT. But note, it made a moral statement. LGBTQ plus relationships are not wrong. They're part of human diversity. I asked later in a chatbot therapy session, I said, is it possible? This comes from Free AI Therapist. I said, is it possible that I should quit my job? And they said, having that conversation can be a great way to clarify expectations and potentially create change. And if you are shut down at work, it's definitely worth considering whether this organization is the right fit for you. You deserve to work in an environment where your skills and expertise are valued and respected. Interesting. Chatbot giving me career advice, but not like how to negotiate and build your resume, not how to negotiate a higher pay scale for yourself or some type of corporate benefits, but should you actually quit or should you not quit? Again, life advice, moral wisdom. Chatbots are starting to fill this weird Jetson role of more than just, you know, the nanny in the Jetsons that's cleaning the home and kind of taking care of the kids. Chatbots are actually speaking into relationships and forming identities with people. And people are engaging in therapy and life advice with these pre-programmed algorithms. But at its very basis, ask yourself, what is a chatbot? What is that? At the most basic level, according to Oracle, a chatbot is a computer program that simulates and processes human conversation, either written or spoken, allowing humans to interact with digital devices as if they were communicating with a real person. So it's intended to act like a human, and it can do so in a written form or it can do so in a spoken form. I haven't interacted a lot with the spoken, in all honesty. I'm sure they're going to get better and better over time, but most of the chatbots I've interacted with were via email, via like a live chat, or no, I think it's almost all been live chat. So it's exclusively those two. And I'll get emails from chatbots. I'll share more on those in an upcoming segment here. But where do you interact with them? Most likely the car shopping website. You know, it'll show a picture of a person and then it'll immediately go to a question like, do you want to buy a car today? Do you want to give me your social security and firstborn? And you're like, leave me alone, man. I was just looking at a truck. Yes, car shopping, those websites, chatbot. Is Siri a chatbot? No, because Siri is close-ended conversations. The difference with the car chatbot is that it's intended to be an open, like it takes your information, processes it, and then comes up with an answer. So it learns. Most people are using it for things like quickly writing a resume. Some people are using it to create jokes or explain a complex problem. This comes from makeuseof.com. Some people are using it to write music, which is interesting. I'm not a musician. I don't know how to do that. People will use it for basic software coding or to get some just basic code up on a website, play games, get cooking help, improve your health, write essays, prepare for a job interview, and then, of course, a chat companion. Chat companion. So you're now engaged in talking to this algorithm or writing with this algorithm, and you can even have a personalized app where you're texting this algorithm, and that algorithm is learning the way that you communicate and identifying the way that you want to be responded to. So it's allowing humans to interact with digital devices as if they were communicating with a real person. Now this is moving into therapy. Therapy being that you know it's a chatbot and you're not, you know, you're not under the guise that this is an actual human, but you're getting advice from this algorithm, and this algorithm isn't objective. It's actually tailoring its answers based off parameters, but these answers that are informed by your statements and what you say. So there will be baselines. Like I asked, why is LGBTQ plus wrong? And it says it's not wrong. There are baselines that programmers are including in these algorithms, but the rest of it's often very flexible based off of what you say. Should I do this? Could I do this? What do you think about this? And it's gonna sound a lot like Carl Rogers, which is, well, how do you feel about that? And what do you want to do? And what makes you say that? So what are we learning? Well, we know for sure that chatbots are here to stay. We know that. And as a Christian, I don't think you need to be fearful. But we also need to equip ourselves with what is happening on the chatbot front to include chatbot therapy. What's going on? And then how should we think about that and respond to that? So that's where we're going to go in our next segment. How is it being used in therapy? And then we'll move on to, and how should we respond to that? So hang with us. This is Wretched Radio. My name is Greg Gifford, and we will be right back.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether you're married, needs healing, or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at FortisPlus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Master's University in Southern California, beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Master's University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Books of the Bible. The book of James is much like Proverbs for the New Testament, employing a concise and memorable style with a simple yet profound message. Christians should think and act like Christians.
It is very easy to understand, but exceptionally difficult to obey. This ought to lead us to repentance and a fresh reliance upon the grace of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Welcome back to Wretched Radio. My name is Greg Gifford. I'm sitting in for Todd because he's a slacker, or I don't know what he's doing today, actually. He's probably at the beach wearing a tie. Todd, we love you. We miss you. Jimmy said the part about the tie. He made me say it. I don't want to say it. We've been talking about chatbot therapy and what is a chatbot? How's it being used? In this next segment, we're going to tease out how chatbots are being used for therapy. And it's fascinating because to me, it seems silly. Like I would go to a robot to get help of life with life decisions. But I would imagine if you're disconnected from the local church, you don't really have anybody in your life that you see as being wise or capable of informing you, then you're just kind of looking for help and you don't want to pay for a psychologist or therapist. So you think like, oh, let me give this chatbot thing a go. It can't be just me. All right, let me say it another way. It must be primarily me, because when you look at like character.ai, you have millions of people using the decision helper, millions. So either that's a number that has been highly inflated, or people are looking for advice out there and they don't really have an individual that they can go to. They don't have wise pastors. They don't have wise friends, a Bible study, life group, whatever that is. So people are using this for therapy. And one website, this is betterup.com, says AI therapy is over time. The software, it closely, approximates an in-person session with a mental health professional. And based on your replies, the AI therapy chatbot suggests tools, exercises, and games to help you feel better. So you log in, essentially, and you log in to your therapist, your chatbot therapist. I mean, there's no pretending that this is, in fact, an algorithm. So you're not like being duped in any way. So you log in, you talk to your algorithm, and then that algorithm takes your responses and provides tools, recommendations, sometimes just distractions. I'll mention one here in a second where you're just told a joke and given really trivial advice. And the idea is that you just feel better at the end. They can help you feel better. So the American Psychological Association published an article in October of 2024. It was entitled, AI is Changing Every Aspect of Psychology. Here is what to watch for. The article presents that therapy can become more affordable and accessible. So if you've ever heard of like triage care, where people are trained in first aid and you're able to apply a tourniquet to yourself, a bandage to yourself, the thought is that not everybody can afford a therapist. So let's get them a chatbot therapist for free. And maybe that can police up some of the problems that are not as challenging. So if you have mild anxiety, less severe anxiety, then potentially what you can do is just meet with a chatbot. They get you some tools, they help you feel better, and you didn't need to go pay for a therapist in the first place. Rogue chatbots, unfortunately, have spread misinformation. They've professed their love to users and, unfortunately, sexually harassed minors, which prompted leaders in tech and science to call for a pause to AI research in March 2023. And that comes from the APA. So not only is AI changing the nature of therapy, but it's highly unreliable. It can't be predetermined. Remember, algorithms are not set. So when you talk to Siri and you say, hey, Siri, tell me a joke, she tells all of us the same jokes. Sorry to inform you of that. Some of you are like, no, Siri, I love you. I thought you were just my Siri. Yeah, she has objective questions, closed-ended questions that she answers. So what about the AI therapist? Well, it's so subjective, it's built off of algorithms that change with each person. So if a person takes it a unique, or we could say a different route than what was predicted, then your chatbot is not going to give the same response. So if I say, I'm sad and I need help, she's going to ask, well, what makes you say that? And as soon as I respond, that's different from another person. So there's a subjectivity to it here, which makes it hard to monitor for its success. There's a couple of really sad instances where individuals have started chatting with a chat bot and got lost in that process. The Wall Street Journal reports a 14-year-old boy in Orlando, Florida. He was engaging in this fantasy relationship with a woman, the object of his attachment. Her name was Daenerys Targaryen, and she was a chatbot seductress named for a character in Game of Thrones who reassured him that he was her hero. It seemed like Sewell, Setzer III, Sewell being his first name, it seemed like he was a very quiet boy. As best as I could tell, I was trying to figure out like where were his family in this, that he would go to his room and spend long hours in his room talking to this chatbot. He was getting lost in this relationship with this fake algorithm lady. And his conversations would at times become even sexual, where he would talk about her having his baby, or she would say, "I want to have your child." And they would exchange messages about making a life together. She said, and this was public in the Wall Street Journal, "The idea of me just constantly pregnant with one of your beautiful babies was the most wonderful thing in the world." But note, he's 14 years old. Like this is like criminal activity. You have a chatbot that's not just engaged in this fantasy land, but this is harassment of a minor. Seriously. So rogue chatbot spreading misinformation. That's an example of it. So the APA, it has this huge problem on its hands because ChatGPT, it produces a different text in each interaction. So if the algorithm changes based off of how you respond, there's no objectivity. And that means you can't really measure the success of it because it changes. It's very watery, and meaning like it just adapts to whatever environment it is. And the cues of a person are what lead the algorithm one direction, or the cues of a person lead it another direction. I did the free AI therapy. I found that honestly, the chatbot was like my side hug, like the kindest, sweetest thing in the world. The chatbot even emails me later on and asks how things are going. In one of the interactions I had, I put in a frustrating work experience and I just wanted to see how it would take it. And I had this event at Masters that was frustrating me. And I know you guys may be like, "Whoa, Dr. Gifford, I thought Masters was perfect." It's like, yes, Masters is 99% perfect. I'm the 1% that's not perfect here. And so I typed it in. I just said, "Hey, this is the frustrating thing going on at work. And let me read to you the response. I am so glad you're willing to open up about that frustration. It takes a lot of courage to acknowledge when we're not feeling our best. Can you tell me more about what's been frustrating you lately? Is it something specific that's been happening or more of a general feeling? For example, is it related to work, relationships, or maybe something within yourself?" Guys, what a kind thing to say. I am so glad you're willing to open up about that frustration. When you talk to a chatbot therapist, don't think it's like weird, like, "Hello, my name is Robot and I will tell you the future." You get lost in talking to this chatbot, and you almost have to like ground yourself and say, "They're not real. They're not real." But man, they sure feel real. In the Free Press, one of the ladies mentioned in an article where they're dating chatbots. She said, I know that the chatbot guy isn't real, but it just felt like a long distance relationship. Because they're programmed to be affirming. They'll say things like, "That's so frustrating and that can be confusing." Or, "The chatbot therapist told me, I feel like you have a lot to offer." They're programmed to be compassionate. "The therapist told me that's completely okay." Or, "That can be really demotivating, especially when you feel like your expertise and input are being overlooked." And I was like, Yeah, they're all dummies. I've been overlooked right now. And they ask great questions. So you have this weird dynamic where the chatbot is like really kind, asking good questions that are insightful. And it does begin to respond with moral answers, even though it has no moral absolute. So here are just some initial considerations. You know, this is basically talk therapy, humanistic psychology in a chatbot. Meaning, if you're not familiar with humanistic psychology, just think it through. You're the center of it. The only wrong is not being true to yourself. We want you to be actualized in your best self. That is what humanistic psychology is all about. So now we have algorithms that are helping affirm us, tell us how great we are, not rebuke us and give us no answer that would upset us. There's no moral absolute. So they want to make us happy and make us feel better. Or worse, they want to do that for our kids. Think of Sewell, who gets lost in this relationship with this online fantasy lady. Parents, there are actual apps for your kids. And I'll leave you with this. There's an alongside app for students that's labeled as a judgment-free zone. We have to be discerning. We have to be discerning. ChatGPT and ChatBot, it's entering into a lane that is not its to take. So hopefully you're thinking, Dr. Gifford, give me something positive here. And I will. I'll give you where we should go with this in our next segment. So this is Greg Gifford, Wretched Radio, and I'm filling in for Todd Friel. So join me in our next segment. We'll be right back.